Thanks for tuning in to Faith Church Podcast. We're a church that believes in getting people connected, seeing families grow, and lives being changed. We hope that this message will speak to you today. It was all in our hearts, and I believe you're going to love it. Let's get to it.
It's so important that we understand that church is a place where people, all people, no matter what you've done, in spite of what you've done, Jesus can take and reverse it and turn it around. He really is in love with you today. And no matter what campus you're watching today, in Earth City, Royal Palm, West Palm, come on, give it up for all of our churches, every campus, Weldon. Y'all got to clap better than that today. This is incredible. I loved it when Eric came up. It was just so cool. I never met him before, but he'll never forget the day I just jumped him like a spider monkey. And just come on, hug it. I love it, man. I love what we get to do. It was the most incredible thing this week. Over 12 people who were deaf heard, over 300 DMs from people who were molested, who felt that they got the healing power of God. Actually, a little boy, I have to be very generic about this, but he had been in a scenario to where somebody was at their house, that people were trying to be nice, and the person would set the alarm at 3 a.m. and go in and molest him and their little daughter. And one day he told his mom, today's the day I'm going to die, because I'm going to tell you, because he told me that he would kill me. But thank God he came, and he said, Mom, what does he mean by molested? And she explained it to him, and he said, little boy's 8 years old, said, does that mean that God can heal me? And he got healed, and hundreds of other people got healed by the presence of God. I don't want a Tiger Woods golf clap. Come on. I know Florida and Earth City's going crazy today. Lord's healed. All kinds of stuff. A lot of deaf people. One lady, she got her husband texted her the next morning and said, honey, can you hear? Because she didn't get her. A miracle is when you instantly get it. Healing. Everybody shout healing. Healing denotes time. And so it takes time. So he called her and said, honey, did you get healed? And she said, no, I didn't get it. Didn't get it. He said, well, you know, remember the preacher said that, you know, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Said, he that hath ears, the Lord spoke to me and said, he that hath ears, let him hear. Everybody who has ears, I want him to hear. So she said, oh, that's a good point. And then she sent back the copy of the text. He did. He DM'd us and said, 15 minutes later, said, both my ears are completely open and I'm totally hearing really, really well. Yeah, that's no big deal. Come on, somebody. I am stoked today about what we're going to talk about. God is doing something supernatural in our church. It took a lot of bravery to do what we've done. I've always been this guy. I just never really played this part publicly, because God told me when I first started that you know, nobody listened to us when we had 180 people. But he said, I'll raise you up and you'll build one of America's greatest churches, and then everybody will listen to you. Well, they do. People respect people when they are successful, and so they did, and they were all watching. At any rate, I just want to let you know that I want everybody to know that it is time for us to come out of the closet and say we are a Holy Ghost-filled, Bible-believing, miracles, signs, and wonders. Come on, somebody, kind of church, man. And for those of you that are new, you know, you've only been coming for a few weeks. Does that mean we've changed? No, we've always been this way. We've been easing into this for a good while. But this week, if you missed the revival, we went somewhere we'd never been before. And I like it. So you're going to love the church even more now than you did before. Look at your neighbor and say, oh, good then. Luke chapter 15, it says, and Jesus, once there was a father who had two sons, and the younger son came to his father. Said, hey, Father, don't you think it's about time to give me my share of the estate, what belongs to me, what belongs to me? The Lord began to speak to me about this weekend at all campuses and said that there was a supernatural flow that was going to hit our church. And we know that 4 years ago, he said that these would be banner years. But then in 2020, we would see with the divine vision, 2020 vision, our hopes and dreams become a reality. In other words, people who couldn't have a baby, I said, get ready to nurse it. If you couldn't get a house because you had bad credit, get ready to give God the credit. And with 2020 vision, you would see it. Then he spoke to us and said that it was our jubilee. Everybody shout jubilee. Jubilee. Shout at all campuses. This is my jubilee.
This is my jubilee.
Like you got attitude. Say, this is my jubilee.
This is my jubilee.
All the white people are like, this is my jubilee. No. Say, this is my jubilee, girl. Come on. So now, God spoke to me and said that we entered into revival, which we did. We saw signs and wonders and miracles. But I asked on one of the nights of the revival, who needs a financial miracle? And it was almost everybody. And it really breaks my heart because I don't want you to live by miracles. The Bible said the just shall live by faith. It does not say the just shall live by miracles. Living by miracles will kill you. The Bible said the just shall live by faith. So here it says, again, I love it. It says, it's time for my share of the inheritance that belongs to me. Today when I was reading it out of this Passion Bible, God spoke to me and said, this young man had a revelation and he knew what belonged to him. And he said, so many of my people, they do not know what belongs to them. And he said, David, I'm holding you responsible to tell America, the American church, all those that are watching online, that God is not broke, that God is blessed, that he became poor that you might be healed and wealthy and blessed and favored. Not so you could have a wrong relationship with money, because if you got money and it takes you to the lake all the time, then that's not a blessing. What if I gave Ashton and Nicole Crank, who's going to be 16 on the 20th, a brand new car and a credit card? How many of y'all know I'm probably never going to see her again? But if I make her car my car and I make her credit card my, you know, money doesn't answer all problems, but it keeps the kids in touch. Can I get an amen for that? So God wants to bless us, but he doesn't want to bless us for us to run off and do our own thing. But God spoke to me and said, to tell you, this young man had been with his father. And he had a revelation that there was something that belonged to him. And one of my jobs today, this weekend, is to convince you that not only does healing belong to you, but financial breakthrough belongs to you, and you're never going to be broke another day in your life. That you're called to be the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, blessed, favored. Somebody ought to shout amen. Come on, Florida, help me right now. Shout, I want what belongs to me. My share in the inheritance. But shortly thereafter, let's learn something. The son packed up all his belongings and he traveled off. Notice when God blesses you, don't lose your mind and leave God. Stay with God. This is deep right now. So he packed up and he went off. He traveled off another part of the world. He journeyed far off. Some of the people are far off. And he wasted all that was given to him on a binge, extravagant, reckless living. With everything he spent, he grew hungry. And there was severe famine in the land. And he begged. He became a beggar. Notice that when you get away from God, the Father, you become a beggar. He's out in the world system, and he's a beggar. And I prophesy you, thank you, Lord. I just heard the Holy Spirit say, so many of my sons and my daughters. This is a prophecy. So many of my sons and my daughters have become beggars because they have drifted far from my will and my way, and they have exchanged my covenant kingdom ways for the way of the world. And I'm telling you, it's time for you to come home and not only learn my ways, but participate in my divine financial flow and freedom you will know. So don't go with the way of the world using credit cards. Don't go with the way of the world in extravagant living, but go with my way, says the Lord. Come home, receive my inheritance, for blessing belongs to you. Come on, somebody, give God praise today. That's called prophecy. Usually I don't tell you what I'm doing, I just do it, but that's what that is. That's why you hear Joel. He says, I'm about to pray for you, and he starts speaking. I speak blessing, favor, supernatural opportunity upon your life. And he begins to prophesy. I'll be with Joel Monday in New York. We're hanging out all day. I'll be on his Sirius radio show. You should listen to that. We're doing a bunch of TV in Yankee Stadium. I was there the first time he did Yankee Stadium. It was the first event that had ever been done outside of a baseball game in Yankee Stadium. And it was a Holy Ghost-filled guy named Joel. And he went up and says, I never like to close a broadcast without giving you an opportunity to receive. And I was standing next to him. Get it up for Joel. I'll be with you Monday and Tuesday in New York. I'm in a New York state of mind. He spent everything. And there, now look, it says, with everything that he spent, he grew hungry. And there was a severe famine in the land, and he became a beggar. You're a beggar when you got to get up and go to a job and beg for a job. You're a beggar when you're saying, I hope they give me a loan for this car. I'm here to tell you that God's going to give you a car and you won't need a loan. You're not a beggar. Shout, I'm not a beggar. You're not a beggar. You're the son and daughter of the Most High God. So the farmer hired him, and he began to hang out with the pigs, nasty, dirty. The son was so famished, and he was only given the slop. That's what you've been given, sloppy living. It leads to a sloppy life, and they didn't feed him a thing. I love the King James Version. It says, no man gave him anything. No man gave him. People in the world system, they don't give you anything. But your Father says it is his good pleasure to give you the kingdom. He said that I will meet all of your needs according to my riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Psalm 35:27 says, let them shout for joy and be glad who favor my righteous cause. Let them shout continually and let the Lord be magnified who takes pleasure, listen to this line, in the prosperity of his people. So it gives God pleasure when you're blessed. It doesn't give God pleasure when you're in the pig pen, don't have enough money to pay your bills. I just prophesy to you right now that there's a day coming when you will no longer be in the pig pen, dirty with a bunch of slop, but you will realize who you are and you will say, I will have what belongs to me. Come on, Florida. Shout, I want mine now. I'm teaching you while I'm preaching up here. My mind's going. I have a mind. How many of y'all believe I have a mind? Come on, raise your hand. Over half of you, Florida, I hope to God you did it. Come on, raise your hand. Do you believe your pastor got a mind? My mind hears stuff from my spirit. My spirit starts talking in my mind. It starts grabbing stuff from my renewed mind. Romans 12:2 says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind that you may prove that which is good and the perfect will of God. Good, acceptable, and perfect. So there's three lands. There's the good. That's okay. You can, you know, borrow money on a house. I'll wake up in the morning and a house is paid off. My house is debt-free because debt means doing everything but tithing. So I'm a tither. So I walked in and said, God, the bank been stealing a lot of our money. And when I look at this house, they've been stealing a lot of our money. And I think you need to bring supernatural favor on my life and do something crazy with me to help me pay off my house. And he does crazy stuff. And then debt also means doing everything but thinking. So I didn't buy stuff that other people thought was cool. I did and lived where other people wouldn't live and did things that other people wouldn't do. And then God blessed me. And tonight, you know, when I go to bed tonight, I'll lay my head on a house that's paid off. And it feels good. I just want to let you know, you can sleep so good when the house be paid off. It just feels so good. I'm not bragging. I'm just here to tell you. I want you to stop thinking like the world that you got to pay on it for 30 years. No, you don't. God can take you out of debt in a day. You're going to have a supernatural breakthrough. One idea can change your life. So here's what the Lord said to me a minute ago. He just told me again. Tell him this, you're going to forget it. He said the reason why he wasn't successful is he had a revelation that the Father, it was Father's good pleasure to give him his inheritance. So he did. But he did not, this is so good. My gosh, this is good. This is revelation. He said he did not have the maturity to handle it. He didn't have the maturity to handle it. It's the worst thing in the world. I'm not going to give a five-year-old kid the keys to my car and say, why don't you take it for a spin? How many of y'all know that's a bad idea? Kid's got two legs, you've got two legs. Kid's got two eyes, you've got two eyes. In fact, he can see better than you, but he can't think better than you. So the word gives you maturity. How do you get maturity? You come to the house of God when it's raining. You come to the house of God when it's revival and when it's not revival. You say, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord today. Come on, somebody. All right. Now he's humiliated. The son finally realized, and some of you have, the son finally realized that there were people in the father's house that had plenty. Everybody shout plenty. And they lacked nothing. They had stuff to spare. And he said, I want to go back home to my father's house. And I will say to him, Father, I have sinned. I was wrong. Notice repentance is the first thing that causes refreshing to happen. After repentance, when you say, God, I was wrong. I admit it. I quit it. And I forget it. As soon as we repent, turn around, God brings refreshing. Because he's not going to bless you with a financial breakthrough if you're going to think, oh, guess what? Now we can go to Tahiti. No, the raise was for you to start tithing, giving, paying off your debt. It wasn't to get in more debt. See what I'm saying? That's maturity. Everybody shout, that's maturity. Look at your neighbor and say, you need to grow up, girl. So the young man set off for the home, being a long distance away. Everybody shout, a long distance away. Long distance away, his father saw him coming. Notice God was looking for him. Dressed him with compassion. His heart swelled up. When Eric was jumping on the crowd, all campuses saw it. Let's practice it. Eric, 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 Eric. His heart was still pounding. And as soon as he was a long way away, and I knew that night before I heard, somebody's here on house arrest, and I want to set them free. If they don't get set free, they're going to go back to jail. And I said it. You saw it on the video. And then about 15 minutes later, I was doing something else, and I said it again. I know you're here. And then everybody, even my family, Austin said, who's in Florida right now watching, Austin said the next day I was on the phone with him, and he said, Papa, did that guy ever come up to you? I said, no, he didn't. But I know he's there. And then that DM came, and then we saw that it was right. I'm just here to tell you, that the Father was looking for that guy. The Father was looking for him, and I prophesied the same God that spoke to me that is speaking to me now, that you think that, well, that's somebody else. Take this word today as your word. Take it as I'm coming out of debt. 2020's my year. I will have that house. Somebody shout amen. I will get that car. I will get that job. My son's coming off drugs. I declare that everything that my hand touches turns to good. I'm expecting a turnaround. I'm expecting signs and wonders, miracle manifestation. No more manna mentality for me. I don't serve a manna mentality God. I serve a God of breakthrough, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Come on, give him some crazy praise today. Come on, Earth City, Weldon, Ferguson. Woo! Look at your neighbor and say, he's preaching good today. By the way, I love these. I want to give this to somebody. Toby, come here, my buddy Toby. So good looking. Stand up here so you can see your shoes that match your outfit. Look how his shoes match his stuff. Give it up for Toby, just for being good looking. These stickers, this one says abundance and freedom. And I didn't know when we met him, made these. But everybody received freedom at the revival in Royal Palm Beach too. And they received freedom, and God said, now I'm going to put abundance on top of the freedom, because I put the foundation under them where every prisoner would be released. And a lot of you have been a prisoner of debt, and now God is releasing you so that you can walk out no longer on house arrest, no longer incarcerated, but every prisoner of debt is going to be released, and you're going to live in abundance. So the Father raced out to meet him, swept him up by his arms, and hugged him dearly and kissed him over and over. He loved him. He ran out. Then I love this verse. It says, and the Father interrupted and said, son, you're home now. Turning to his servants, he said, quick. Everybody shout, quick.
Quick.
Shout it again.
Quick.
Shout it one more time.
Quick.
Quick. Would you trust me if I told you that I heard the Lord today speak to me when I saw this? I could preach out of a lot of translations. I love them all. But he said, the reason why I wanted you to preach out of this one is because of the word quick is in there. Quick. Nestle's quick. Remember that? Remember you take Nestle's quick? Come on, raise your hand if you're old enough to remember that. You take a scoop of that and put it in there, and the milk is white. And it's still white until you do what? Come on, somebody, the Apostle Paul said, stir up the gift of God that is on the inside of you. And I'm telling you right now, the revelation that you're receiving at this church, it's like Nestle's quit. You jump it in there and you don't see much manifestation, but you begin to stir it around. And on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, it'll change the way you think. And if you can change the way you think, you can change the way you live. Somebody ought to shout amen. I'm telling you, if you receive this word today, your Father is looking for you a long way off, telling you in 2020, he's going to bring miracle manifestation into your life, and you'll never be broke another day in your life. Woo! He's going to do a quick work. Quick, 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 quick. Quick work. Going to be quick. I don't know what this guy's doing over there, but he's just relaxing. Quick work. Everybody shout, quick work. Look at this. Quick, bring me the best robe. God didn't want you driving a junk car. God didn't want you living in a bobo house. Best robe, best car, the best. Do a quick work, the best. He said, bring the best robe, and I'll place it on his shoulders. And bring the ring, the seal of sonship, and I will put it upon his finger. And I will bring out the best shoes you can find for your son. Best, quick, best, quick. Best stuff, quick. Now here's what I want you to understand. God's about to do a quick work. Going to be so quick, you won't even see him coming. Who was that girl that reposted Nicole's book? Was it Britney Spears? I always say Christina Aguilera, and Nicole's like, no, it wasn't Christina Aguilera, it was Britney Spears. So, me and Nicole are in Birmingham, Alabama, at my pastor's place, and we're just hanging out, and she goes, her feed went, her social media went.
and Amazon books went, this money. And then it comes out on all these news feeds, BuzzFeed and LA Reports and New York. All of a sudden, all this stuff comes in. In 2 seconds, she said, I said, what? She said, who? Britney Spears. Britney Spears just posted about Haga. And then she showed me all the money. I like Britney. It was quick. Somebody ought to shout amen. I'm telling you, God can do for you in 2 seconds what you can't do in a lifetime. I'm saying one day of favor is worth 1,000 days of labor. Your Father's looking for you today to put the best robe on your back, to put the best ring on your finger. That's people that are going to get married and put the best shoes on your feet. Yeah. Come on, somebody ought to say, oh Lord, I'm about to get a new robe and some new shoes, and the girls say, and a new ring. Shout, he's gonna like it, so he's gonna put a ring on it. Yeah. You can sit down. He woke up now. I'm taking you out to eat tonight. You're going to get whatever you want. It looks like you like tacos. I might get you a burrito, too. I wish we was in Florida. I'll take you to Benny's, too. Come on, somebody. Okay, here we go. Okay, now watch this. The best shoes, the best. Quick. Thank you, Lord. Go back. Quick. Turning to his servants, the father said to him, quick. Shout at all campuses one more time. What? Quick. He's about to do a quick work. Now check this out. Quick work. Quick. What I need you to understand is you need revelation, the impartation that comes from God. And here's the reason why God wants to bless you. God does not want to bless you for you. But when you're broke, all you can think about in the pig pen is you. Because it smells real bad. If your financial situation stinks today, it's hard to think about somebody else because you're knee deep in stuff because it happens. Come on, somebody ought to help me right now. And so now he's in the pig pen, which in the Jewish culture where he come from is even the ultimate problem. And then all of a sudden he changed his mind and said, I'm going back, even though, and here's what God told me to tell you, even though he wasted what the Father gave him. And somebody's listening to me right now. Many bodies are listening to me right now. And you have wasted your money. You've wasted your potential. And you've been hard on you thinking that I've wasted it. Who am I talking to right now? God's not going to give me another opportunity. I was wrong and it's stupid and I don't even deserve it. But God the Father told me to tell you, no matter how many times you mess this up, he's going to bring you up because he is full of love. He's full of grace. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. Somebody ought to help me right now. His streets are made out of gold. All he's got to do is ship you off a couple of pieces and you can get the down payment on the house. You can start your business. Somebody ought to go crazy. Hey, Lord. This is exactly how we're going to get our church in Florida. We have a big church in Florida, but we meet in a high school. But I'll prophesy December the 31st, 2020, we will meet in our own building and we will have a revival there and we'll broadcast here. Then we'll come here and broadcast there. Somebody ought to shout amen, because money is coming to us. Quick work. Everybody shout quick work. Shout it again. Quick work. Quick work. Quick. 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 Thank you, Lord. I just heard him say in Revelation, it said, behold, I come quickly. Talking about when he comes in the sky. Behold, I come quickly. So part of the reason why he wants to bless you is because he's wanted to come quick. But he can't come quick till everybody hears the word. Fortunately, Shine TV in Pakistan broadcast our revival to 200 Muslims this week, so that did some work. Thank God we had brand new cameras so they could see it in high def 4K that you guys paid off in about 2 minutes. That was a quick work. Somebody ought to shout amen. We went from more than 300,000 to 175,000 to, what was it, 125, and then it went to 50, and then it went to 45, and then 35, and before people could get the money up, it said zero, and people kept coming bringing money. That was quick. Y'all saw that. It was quick.
Some people still looking at me here. I hope it's not the same way at all campus. Some people looking like, ain't nothing quick ever happened in my life. I've been broke my whole life. Anything bad happens, bad happened to me. I get a dollar ahead and I get $2 behind. Quit saying that. The Bible says that you have what you say. This junk doesn't work for me. I tell you what, I did it for 2 days. Didn't work any bit.
Consistency is the key to the breakthrough. The Bible says, don't grow weary in well-doing. You will reap if you faint not. You get up when you're broke. Shine your broke shoes. Shine your broke ring and say, you know what? I'm a king's kid, and I'm blessed coming in, and I'm blessed going out. Carry yourself like you belong there. Hey! You'd be surprised where you can go if you act like you belong there. Somebody was in my office the other night. You can see that. We had a party and somebody showed up in the office. And I said, how did she get in? They said, I don't know. We thought she belonged here. She walked in like she belonged there. She got right up in the party. They said, what do you want to do? I said, she looked fine to me. Let her stay. She looked like she belonged here. Sneak into weddings. Eat for free if you look like you belong there. Come on, somebody. But if they're dressed nice, you can't come in looking like a hobo. So dress yourself up in the breastplate of righteousness. Clothe yourself in the spirit. Have your feet shod with the preparation of the garments of peace. And shout, I belong here. Go to the car lot and look at the cars and say, I need that car. They say, well, you got any money to buy the car? They won't ask you that. They just immediately assume you've got it. You walk in and start kicking the tires. And they say, what are you doing? I don't know. Give me a Diet Coke. Let me think about it for a minute. You ain't got no money whatsoever, but what you got is a vision. Without a vision, people perish. You walk in there and think someday a child of God ought to drive a car like this. You know who shouldn't be driving it? Child molesters, perverts, dope addicts, people that grabbing himself on stage, and your kids look at you. You don't want them looking at you thinking, I wish my daddy would have been a drug addict. Pastor Phil, his son, wants to be a rapper. He told me the other day, he said, Dad, I hate it. He said, why? He said, you and mom seem so happily married, and all the good rappers, they got broken families. They come from broken families. Because that's the model. He said, oh, no, guess what? It's getting worse. Me and your mama ain't never breaking up, but let me tell you how to do it. This is a new way of rapping. And then, thank God, Kanye came out. Come on, somebody. Next thing you know, Clemens boy got up and started rapping. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's getting rowdy this weekend. Somebody ready for a quick work? Florida, are you ready for a quick work in Florida? Quick, 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 quick. Quick. God can give you one idea. It's a guy, a friend of mine, that just had a recent idea. In fact, Ryan, come here, Ryan, run up here real quick, really, really fast. Ryan was praying, seeking the Lord in the morning, reading his High God book, and the Lord spoke to him to buy some stock. What was it called?
Fitbit.
Fitbit? I don't even know what that means.
It's like the wearable.
Okay, the Fitbit. So everybody said, don't buy Fitbit. Yeah. It tanked, right? It was over. And so he texted me and said, God told me to buy a bunch of Fitbit, and it took a turn for the better. And he said, Pastor, I made so much money. And he comes to the office, and don't judge me. I would have never bought this. I would never buy this whatsoever. But he and his wife bring me a dog bag for my dog from Louie. You're going to get upset right now, but this is me coming out of the closet. I did not buy this. I never suggested for anybody to buy this. In my wildest dreams, I would have never bought this. I'm going to get nailed for telling you I carry this. People say, why don't you sell it? Give it to the poor. Because he told me if you sell that, I'll never buy you anything again in your life. He said, you carry it. So Chanel gets in a bag, and then I Googled how much it cost, and it didn't cost $1,000. It didn't cost $2,000. It cost more than that. But he made so much money in 1 minute. I believe it to be a quick work. Somebody ought to shout a quick work. Quick work, quick work, quick work, quick work. Somebody ought to get excited. A quick work. I'm telling you, who's going for a quick work? I'm saying that God blesses people that say, I'm coming back to the Father's house. Revelation, impartation. Quick work, quick work. I could pick them out all day long. Come here, Dwayne. Run up here real fast. Jump over the chair. Dwayne, you got to hurry. It's got to be faster than that. You got to hurry. Dwayne called me and said, Pastor, I'm a tither and a giver. The devil's attacking my finances. And I went out on my porch and I told the devil, you're not going to do that. I rebuke you. And he said, I took my tithe record and I said, this is my tithe record. You come off of me. He said, somebody came and bought a truck that day and he made about $10,000. And then he said, oh, thank you, Lord, that it's turned. Then some dude that he had sold a car to and made about, because it was a specialty vehicle, about 10 grand. That dude had came back to him. He had bought it, sold it. The guy came back, said, I'm tired of it, bought it again. Sold it back to the guy because he tweaked it, bought it again. How many times did he do that?
Like four times.
He made $10,000 four times off the same car. Somebody on us. Quick work, 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 quick work. I can pull him out of the crowd all day long. Quick work. I heard Rodney back there in the back. Yeah, dude. He got his little overalls on today, looking good, like a brother should. Ooh. You see me on somebody's Instagram, and they say, hey, that preacher wearing sneakers. Yeah, yeah. Preacher's a sneaker. Oh, he gave me a hard time, but I didn't buy these, and I didn't buy the ones I wore Friday night, Thursday night, Wednesday night, Monday night. I never bought any of them. They just keep bringing them to me. Come on, somebody. So don't judge my harvest if you didn't see my seed. I said, don't judge my harvest if you didn't see my seed. Don't judge my harvest if you didn't see it. If you're a giver, God will bless you. Good measure. Press down. Shake it together. Running over. It said, God will cause men to give into your bosom. I can't help it. I ain't ashamed of my dog bag. I carry my dog bag all day long. The devil tried to shame you. Doesn't shame Beyonce. Ain't nobody shaming. Give me another rapper. Eminem. He old, but he's so rich. Ain't nobody shaming them. But they try to shame the church because they don't want the young people to see God's people's blessed. Shout, I'm blessed. I'm at the Father's house. I'm expecting a quick work. I want my robe. I want my ring, and I want my shoes. Look at your name and say, I want my shoes. I had a word of knowledge the other night, and about a kid. Anyway, I want to play this, and I want you to see, this is at one end of the revival. You're going to meet a little boy named Kingston. You know, and just think of the significance of putting the shirt. By the way, the shirt that he had on his back, I didn't pay for it. You did. Or any of the cool stuff we're going to do. This is why you want to be blessed. Not so you can have a dog bag. I got a cool dog bag. It's big enough. It's like a little condo. Chanel and both dogs. So you could defer the price because it actually hauls two dogs. But I'm here to tell you that I also want to bring... For those people who say, well, why don't you sell that and give it to the poor? He told me not to. God wants you to get blessed. Like tonight, I took a shower this morning so I could bless you in church if you hug me. I didn't take a shower because I wanted to take a shower. I took a shower because I needed to get clean. As a result, it was totally free. I got wet. When you come into church, West Palm Beach, when you come in, Ferguson, Florida, when you come in, Weldon, when you come in our city, you came in to worship God, and it's just free. You get wet. Prosperity, blessing, favor, opportunity. The wealth of the sinner is laid up for the righteous. And then you leave on Sunday. You go out on Monday, and you don't go to work and go, come Monday, it'll be all right. Come Monday, I'll be holding you tight. No, you come into Monday going, oh, I bet God's going to tell me what stock to buy. He's going to tell me what stock to sell. He's going to tell me through the unction of the Holy Ghost, and I'm going to be at the right place at the right time. Because not only will you get blessed, but mostly you will be blessing other people. That's where he screwed up. When he was young and he got the money, he did the wrong thing with the money. But I was young, and now I'm old, and I've never seen the righteous forsaken or a seed out begging for bread. That's the Bible. But once you get maturity, you realize that blessing comes from the blessor to be a blessing. So let's watch this clip. Check this out, Florida.
It's a miracle, Kingston, that I remember your name, isn't it, Ashton?
Yeah, it is.
I don't remember any names. But the Holy Ghost said, say hello to Kingston. Come here, Kingston. Pull him up. You all left church the other night. I don't leave church when it's over because I don't perform for man. I perform for the Lord. So I said, good night. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord be you. Thousands of people left, but a few hundred stayed. And I just began to praise the Lord and dance before the Lord for about another hour. I looked down and a little, was it your grandmother? Is that your grandma?
Yeah.
Was that woman that said, hey, come here. Is that your grandma?
Yeah.
So grandma said, hey. Pastor David, come here. Pastor David, come here. My daughter, drug overdose last year. It was his mom. When did your mama die?
On Christmas morning.
So mom's in heaven. And I told you that Kingston, anytime you see me, what did I tell you? Do you remember?
Anytime I see you, I can come and give you a hug.
So if I'm even on stage and I'm preaching and you need me, just come get me. That's what I tell Ashton. There could be 1,000 people pulling, needing me, and I'll say, I told her when she was a baby, Kingston, I said, tell those people, excuse me, I need my dad. And I'll tell them, if he's given me $1,000,000, I'll say, wait, what do you need? I'm ready to go home. Can we go, she would lisp, but she's little, she said, can we go to Denny's to get a pancake? She said, Shay says I have a lisp. I don't have a lisp. I said, Shay's a liar. You don't have a lisp. You got a new family. You got a sister and a brother. And your mom's in heaven. And just because we've never been to... Have you ever been to Hawaii?
No.
Have you ever... So you've never been to Hawaii, but it's real. I've been there. So just like your mom's in heaven and you've never been there, it's a real place that you're going to go. Have you ever been to Disney World?
No.
Well... I have a really big church in Florida, and the people in Florida don't know it, but part of their banner your offering is getting ready to send you, Patrick, and Grandma to Disney World, all in school. Come on, he's going to Disney World. Come on, somebody. Come on, give it up for God right now. Come on, you got to do better than that. I asked him, and they edited that part out, but I asked him, I said, where'd you get that shirt? And he said, you told him to go give it to me. I wanted that in there. We'll get it right tomorrow. The reason why I wanted it in there is it tied in with what I'm preaching today. God put a shirt on the young man that said Holy Ghost Party, and he had a Holy Ghost Party, and he's getting ready to go to Disney World and have a party. But, you know, the kid didn't know when he came up here, and I said, hey, what's your friend's name? He said, Patrick. I said, Patrick's going too. I bet you Patrick will go home and said, hey, Patrick, you might want to pack your bags because we're getting ready to go to Disney World. He probably said, why so quick? Patrick didn't probably know, but now we know it was just a quick work that God did in Patrick's life. It's just that quick. I thought you'd get more excited than that. Come on, Earth City. I know you're going crazy, Florida. Quick work. Everybody shout, quick work. Stand up with me right now.
Thanks for joining us on our podcast today. We certainly hope it spoke to you in the same way it was speaking to us. If you enjoyed this message today, there's a few things I like to encourage you to do. First of all, subscribing to it. It's really easy to get these Faith Church sermons sent straight to your phone with a notification as soon as they're ready. I mean, you want that, right? Secondly, by sharing with a friend on social media, just like you might share a sale or some great restaurant, we're looking for you to share it with your friends. You never know in your network of friends who really needs this message today. And lastly, before you go, if you'll rate and review this on iTunes, it'll really help us expand our reach, help more people globally. Each time there's a positive rating, this really helps push us in front of more people. So that's what I want you to do. And if you live in the St. Louis area or West Palm Beach, come out and see us at our physical locations. If you don't, make sure you tune in to our church online. It's a real campus at faithchurch.com.